By lunchtime, Immigration and Customs Enforcement made at least two trips to the Greyhound bus station on 24th Street, dropping off undocumented immigrants. Since late May, the agency has released hundreds of border crossers in Phoenix because of overcrowding in Texas detention centers. Among the group of people transported today are Araceli Garcia and her little girl, Rocio.
Gracias a Dios me pasó el susto.
Garcia says after they were apprehended, she thought they were being sent back to El Salvador, but was surprised when she got off the bus and was told by pro-immigrant groups waiting for their arrival that they were in Arizona and were given temporary papers pending a final decision by immigration authorities. The more than 80 people from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador were brought here to this labor union building. Community volunteers greeted them. The women and children were fed, given a place to shower, clothing, and toiletries. In the back of the room sits Juan Carlos Santos Calderon, a Guatemalan consulate representative. Santos Calderon explains to one woman that the papers she received shows when she has to appear in federal court. He's also working with her family in Nebraska to secure her transportation to Omaha.
Casi todas las familias no vienen para Phoenix.
Santos Calderon says most of those brought here don't stay in Phoenix. That includes Araceli Garcia and her daughter. They will make their way to Houston. She says she'll stay there for about 3 years to help her brother who's suffering from kidney failure. And then she'll go back to El Salvador. Volunteers in the meantime say they will continue to greet and help every immigrant who's brought here. Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.